I'm not sure what the weather's doing in your locality, but certainly today here in Lisburn, it has been very, very changeable. We are having a gospel mission just out the road in a place called The Crewe, and have been doing a few calls this morning. And the weather's been so changeable. One minute it's bright, the next minute it's dull, overcast, and then there's been some great showers and very heavy showers as well. So much so that some of the roads in different parts are almost flooded right across. And it just got me to thinking about a verse in the prophecy of Ezekiel. Now, Ezekiel's prophecy is a wonderful book, and we have to acknowledge, I think all of us, if we're honest, that there are parts of it that are difficult for us to grasp and to understand. A number of years ago in my previous church, I did a study on the book of Ezekiel. I think we were in it for over 50 weeks. It's a very, very detailed book, and there's much in the book of Ezekiel to really challenge us and to encourage us, and sometimes as well to rebuke us. And I would encourage every Christian to read the prophecy of Ezekiel. There's a lot in the prophecy of Ezekiel that speaks about revival. The first couple of chapters reveal the glory of God. Chapter 37, you've got the vision of the valley of dry bones that is rich in application. But I want to read to you a little verse from Ezekiel chapter 34. God says this, Ezekiel 34, verse number 26. I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing, and the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord, when I have broken the bands of their yoke and deliver them out of the land, or out of the hand of those that have served themselves of them. Great promise for the children of Israel. In the days of the prophet Ezekiel, they were in bondage and captivity in Babylon because of their sins. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. And sin always takes us further than we intend to go. And the sins of the nation of Israel had taken them in Ezekiel's day into captivity, into bondage in Babylon. But God had a great promise for them that after 70 years were fulfilled, according to the prophecy of Jeremiah, he would bring the Israelites back into their land. And we look forward to a day whenever the children of Israel shall make their way back to Jerusalem, and God will preserve them even in their own land. I believe that God has a great future in store for the nation of Israel. But I'm also persuaded that what is true for Israel physically and nationally has always got application to the Church of Jesus Christ spiritually. And here the Lord promises the nation of Israel, there shall be showers of blessing. And I believe that's a promise that we can claim today as God's people. Revival is whenever there are times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Revival, according to Isaiah 64, is God rending the heavens and coming down. Somebody said revival is the inrush of new life into a body that threatens to become a corpse. Revival is the presence of God amongst his people. Revival is not the top blowing off, but the bottom falling out and God coming down. Revival is to bring back to use consciousness, vitality and strength. And revival is primarily to do with the people of God. Something cannot be revived unless it had a measure of life to begin with. And we desperately need the showers of blessing in the Church of Jesus Christ in this day, in this generation, and in this land of ours. And I trust today that if you're a Christian, a believer on the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will join us and many of other of God's people in praying for revival. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be times of refreshing sent from the Savior above. And don't we long for those showers of blessing? We have to confess that our service for God, speaking of myself, has been barren and dry, and barren it shall remain until we are blessed with fire from on high and sound of abundance of rain. It's an interesting study in the Word of God to study the early and the latter rain. Just before the harvest was to be brought in, God sent oftentimes showers of blessing, a latter rain. Whenever the seed was planted, there was the former rain that watered the seed and caused it to germinate and grow. And then the crop would spring up and begin to grow and to develop. And then just before the harvest would be brought in, God would send latter rain and the grain would swell to its fullness and it would be full of moisture. And I believe that before the Savior comes back again, before the great harvest at the end, God will send showers of blessing. And we look for those showers. I want you to pray for them. Let's seek God's face together. And we trust that there certainly will be showers of blessing. May God bless you, friends. Thanks for joining us today. And we'll see you next time. And if you do live in the Lisburn area, you'd be very welcome to join us at that little gospel mission out there at the Crewe. I've got a little invitation for it here, just to hold it up. Christ is the Answer Gospel Mission at the Crewe Orange Hall, and that is in Upper Ballanderry, BT28 2PL. And also our good brother, Mr. John Weir, is conducting meetings on the Laurel Hill Road in Lisburn, and the postcode for that, BT28T2UH. So the word of God's going forth. Trust we'll pray for it, and may God bless you and your family at this particular time. See you next time, folks. Thanks for joining us.